Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The new movie, Spencer, about Princess Diana, was screened and is creating quite the reaction. From The Sun, royal experts said it strips her of dignity. The movie portrays Diana as an emotionally unstable, broken woman who self-harms and breaks down hysterically in front of young son Prince William. Lady Di is shown at the height of a mental health crisis while battling bulimia, reduced to tears as she forces herself to vomit and descends into hallucinations about her own death, while a degrading shower scene ends with the princess talking about a solo sex act. Ingrid Seward, editor-in-chief of Majesty magazine, said, "It is really cruel to portray her like this. It is totally unnecessary. William and Harry will be very angry and hurt about this. They will find it horrible that their mother is being portrayed in such a huge movie this way." Kristen Stewart plays Diana in the film, which is said to have whimsical elements, including what EW describes as a superlated hallucination in the ghost of Anne Boleyn. Kristen Stewart discussed looking the part and yet not worrying about it. At the end of every single day, there was 30 minutes of extra time to pick an outfit and for Pablo to pick a song in a room and just go. He said, "Because we're not doing everything chronologically, we're not doing a biopic. This is your chance to tell the whole story. All you need to do is inhabit the space and listen to the music and carry her with you and everything you know about being in this place and just see what happens, see if it comes out. The first time I didn't want to do it. I'm such a control freak. I was like, I need to know what I'm doing. I want to be prepared for what I'm doing. But I came down these stairs, and I know it sounds silly and esoteric, but it felt so effing spiritual and so spooky, and I was so overwhelmed by the feeling of her, and I don't mean like ghostly stuff, I just mean everything she's made me think and feel, and it all just kind of happened in a moment. I was like, you were so right about this." She did need some help up top. If it wasn't a wig, we would have had so much less time to shoot, and we were effing sprinting. This was not padded or luxe in any way. We were balls to the wall gunning through it, which you can feel in the movie 10 or 15 minutes in. Once it gets up and starts going, it doesn't stop. It barrels. It felt that way to make it, too. The film follows an anguished Diana as she joins the royal family for Christmas holiday in 1991, a decisive weekend when she chooses once and for all to leave her fractured marriage to Prince Charles. A review in the Evening Standard said it would be wrong to describe this jittery and jazzy biopic about Princess Diana as dark. It would be truer to say that the film is colourful. The vivid scene in which our heroine lacerates herself with a wire cutter is one you'll never forget. All credit to LA-born Stewart, whose subtle and uncannily precise take on the English icon is guaranteed to earn her an Oscar nomination. Her accent doesn't wobble, nor do millennial mannerisms creep into the mix. Above all, the 31-year-old actress is funny, delivering earthy gags, or sometimes just widening her eyes, in a way that makes you see the absurdity of Diana's hellish situation. Spencer doesn't promote the British royal family or in any way suggest that we're lucky to have them. It's the polar opposite of Stephen Frears' The Queen. That said, part of what makes Spencer so gripping is that you understand why Diana's in-laws loathe her. The gun-toting queen, who aptly resembles the terrifying matriarch played by Catherine Keener in horror classic Get Out, has a brutally honest kind of charm, while Charles often appears reasonable. The film acknowledges that Diana can be a flaky and coy diva. Such warts are what make this portrait valuable. It doesn't whitewash anyone. A female-centric study of power and corruption, Spencer proves every bit as rousing and wrenching as Yorgos Lanthimos, The Favourite. In case you're wondering, Lorraine ends things on a happy note. Spencer opens on November 5th. Palace Intrigue will be right back. So we have our Diana movie, but Vanity Fair writes, "Maybe a Princess Diana musical wasn't such a great idea." Set to open on Broadway this fall, but already on Netflix, Diana could mean bad things for the whole Diana industry. The trouble for Spencer, the film, is that it's just been upstaged, or at least beaten to the punch. Netflix premiered a filmed, eerily audience-less performance of Diana, a new musical about the late Princess of Wales that was set to open on Broadway in 2020 before the pandemic scuttled its plans. H as Diana ruined it for Spencer? Quality-wise, no. Diana is a shell-shacked lump of product born solely out of cold, money-minded cynicism. Vanity Fair writes, "Anyone who has watched Netflix The Crown or, I don't know, briefly skimmed a Wikipedia article will already know pretty much everything that's clumsily explicated in the musical. And the show avoids much of the true darkness at the heart of the matter, because it probably wouldn't sync up very well with the whole bombastic commercial Broadway musical thing. The musical claims to be telling the story so that we may better understand Diana, to see her as a person, not just an icon. But the production exists entirely to exploit her legacy, to crassly run us through a recitation of known events and fashion moments in order to extract more money out of the whole sorry circus. Most of Diana's social media traction thus far has come from people sharing various lyrics from the show, appalled and amused. There is a howler when a man dying of AIDS sings to Diana, "I may be unwell, but I'm handsome as hell." Or a song in which happily scandalized partygoers sing about a thriller in Manila with Diana and Camilla. Or Diana lamenting, "Serves me right for marrying a Scorpio." Or Diana cooing to her infant son, "Harry, my gingerhead son, you'll always be second to none." These lyrics are not, as presented in the production, meant to be silly and campy. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast Intrigue. Good times.